Elizabeth Elliot says, "It takes a steadfast heart to allow the Lord to let His will be done in us. But I want that kind of heart. Work your will in me." Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Music of His Promises, Listening to God with Love, Trust, and Obedience. Thank you for joining us for another challenge from Elizabeth Elliot.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you again today about fear of the future. I was born fearful. It comes naturally to me to fear what's coming. I was afraid I'd flunk arithmetic in the first grade. I was sure that I would never learn to sew in the third grade. And I was scared to death about math in the seventh grade. And when my Aunt Anne was helping me with my arithmetic one day, she said, "If you think this is hard, wait till you get to college." Well, that really did scare me. But somehow or other, I did manage to learn that 2 and 2 is 4, although I still confess that once in a while I have to count on my fingers. I managed to learn to sew well enough to sew my own clothes back in the days when I felt that I was the tallest woman in the world and there were no such things as clothes made to fit me. And I did manage to get through math in the seventh grade. What a waste of time and energy in all that fear. And yet it comes naturally to most of us, I suppose. Things generally look much blacker than they turn out to be. But I must not build my life on the basis of my temperament. Sometimes we make excuses for ourselves and say, "Oh, well, that's just me. That's the way I am. So you gotta love me, gang. Here I am." God, of course, has created many different kinds of temperaments. But we are to use them as means of grace rather than as excuses or escape clauses in our lives. We are not to follow mere natural instincts, but God's Word says, "Build yourselves up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you to eternal life." Fear of the future can paralyze us. It saps our spiritual strength. It distracts our minds. It wastes energy. And it's forbidden. The Bible tells us, I think, something like, well, I've forgotten how many hundreds of times, "Fear not. Do not be afraid." I think it's been some time since I quoted from my dear friend Amy Carmichael. I never met Amy Carmichael, but she has been a tremendous influence in my life. She was an Irish missionary to India. She wrote 40 books, and one of her books is called Toward Jerusalem. It's still in print, and it's full of poetry. I began memorizing some of her poetry when I was in my teens, and this is one that has often encouraged me and reminded me of the rebuke that I need when I feel afraid. It's called "Fret Not Thyself." And that's a phrase from Psalm 37, "Fret not thyself because of evildoers." Far in the future lieth a fear, like a long, low mist of gray, gathering to fall in dreary rain. Thus doth thy heart within thee complain. And even now thou art afraid, for round thy dwelling the flying winds are ever telling of the fear that lieth gray, like a gloom of brooding mist upon the way. But the Lord is always kind. Be not blind. Be not blind to the shining of His face, to the comforts of His grace. Hath He ever failed thee yet? Never, never. Wherefore fret? Oh, fret not thyself, nor let thy heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. Nearby thy footfall springeth a joy like a new-blown little flower, growing for thee, to make thee glad. Let thy countenance be no more sad, but wake the voice of joy and health within thy dwelling, and let thy tongue be ever telling, not of fear that lieth gray, but of little laughing flowers beside the way. For the Lord is always kind. Be not blind. Be not blind to the shining of his face, to the comforts of his grace. He hath never failed thee yet. Never will his love forget. O, fret not thyself, nor let thy heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. I haven't memorized the whole poem, but very often the Lord brings to mind just those simple little lines, be not blind, to the shining of his face, to the comforts of his grace. For the Lord is always kind. And when I look back and survey the occurrences in my own life, I can recognize the finger of God, his leading, his guiding, his faithfulness in answering my prayers as was best for me, not as I expected always by any means. But I see the whole past as nothing but a vast landscape of mercies. Did he promise to guide, protect, provide, and be with me every minute? Did he keep the promise? My failures are balanced out by his faithfulness. My difficulties, my afflictions, my punishments, my disciplines, the sorrows of my life, and God's judgments on me are all of his grace. All of his grace. When my husband took me to Norway one time for Christmas, we went way up into the forest, and we had a lovely supper with some relatives of his in a little log cabin lit by candlelight. On the wall of this 100-year-old cabin was a framed motto, which of course I couldn't read. It was in Norwegian. My Norwegian is limited to things like tusen takk, which means a thousand thanks, and jesnakke ikke norsk, which means I don't speak Norwegian. So of course I asked for a translation of what this motto was. And they said, all is grace. All is grace. And I was told that this is a very common motto in Norwegian homes. It stuck in my mind. And every time I think of the past, of the hard things and the good things, I remind myself it's all of grace. There's a beautiful hymn that says, with mercy and with judgment my web of time he wove, and I, the dews of sorrow, were lustered with his love. I'll say that again. With mercy and with judgment my web of time he wove, and I, that means always, A-Y-E, I, the dews of sorrow, were lustered with his love. What is the lesson? He has kept me, and he will keep you. That's what I want to encourage you to believe today. He will keep you. Has he ever broken a promise? Has he ever failed you? The Lord is always kind. Be not blind. Be not blind. He will take care of you tomorrow, shielding you from the thing that you most fear, or if the thing that you most fear happens, he will give you unfailing strength to bear it. The hardest segments of the pathway I can now see have been, in my life, gateways to joy. I believe that every experience in life, if given to Jesus, can be your gateway to joy. When I saw the sheepdog at work when I was visiting a farm in North Wales, it was amazing to me how hard that dog worked, what checks and reverses he experienced because of the commandments of his shepherd. And yet, that dog never stopped wagging his tail. He never stopped the exuberant barking and racing around and fulfilling his master's commands. He kept his eyes always on the sheep, his ears open for what the master was telling him to do. He knew that his master was his friend. It seems to me that one of the worst things, well, let me say that the worst thing that can happen to a family is divorce. It's to be avoided at all cost, not for one second to be given consideration. I want to read a letter from a woman who says that her in-laws were now contemplating a divorce. She says, "I am 37 years old. My husband is 36. We are, praise God, happily married for 11 years. The in-laws have both been very involved in our lives and the lives of our grandchildren who love them deeply. I cannot tell you how upsetting it is to have your stellar, upstanding, wonderful in-laws wake up one day and decide to blow off 37 years of marriage. I can't help it. I feel like a small child who wants mom and dad to work it out and be all better. I want to sit them down and say, come on, get through this. I know you can. But this isn't happening. I have taken authority over my feelings, but the reason for this note is my bet is that when older parents of older children decide to go their own way, they think, oh, they're old enough, no problem, they'll get through it. It makes me want to scream. Don't you see you are shaking foundations? Mine is built, mine is fine, but little Jonathan's here, his values, his life are being so delicately built now. What will he make of this? Will he give up later because Grandma and Grandpa did so seemingly offhandedly get a divorce?" Well, divorce is something to be feared in the right sense, to be avoided for God's sake.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Through Gates of Splendor and The Path of Loneliness, Finding Your Way Through the Wilderness to God. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.